Hi, I'm Marlo Higgins, and I spent nearly four decades as an entrepreneur building systems that maximize time and results. I'm a business coach that helps entrepreneurs get crystal clear on what it takes to make their vision a reality. I'm obsessed with clarity because business operations that are rooted in clarity are exponentially more likely to succeed. So join me as I explore the proven habits and strategies that have helped myself and hundreds of other entrepreneurs create a vision, execute a plan, and refine a legacy of success. This is 22 Motivational Minutes with Marlo. Hey, welcome back to another week's episode with 22 Motivational Minutes with Marlo. And today I'm coming with you on a topic of fear. So fear or failure, overcoming it. We hosted an episode in August of 2021 that captured so much attention, and it was our number one episode downloaded that year. And it was on fear and FOMO. So I'm just going to jump in with you today on this solo episode to help navigate this topic and to share why this topic is so important to our success. Fear is simply thinking I'm not good enough when the challenge arises. I'm going to say it again. Fear is simply thinking that I'm not good enough when a challenge arises. The reason that we fail is because we're afraid to fail. It's our thinking of it that makes it a false outcome. So in order to get through it, we've got to push ourselves outside of our comfort zone. We must face it and be big enough to bet on ourselves or at least try. Because when we try, it doesn't feel so hard and it helps remove the feeling of being afraid or have fear. We also can't try and fail at the same time. It's impossible because trying is not failing. That is the one thing that will help you condition your fear muscle. So when you show yourself that trying is learning and not failing, you're more apt to do it, and you witness that it wasn't a failure to begin with. It was simply a feeling of fear that kept you from playing small or not going for it. So what are some things that you could try today that will start moving you into the powerful direction of courage over fear? How about picking up the phone today and asking for the sale, or taking a stab at submitting that outrageous proposal? All you got to do is tell yourself, everybody wants what I have to offer. And immediately you start building up that courage muscle by speaking powerful and positive language to yourself, which is the first step in overcoming that fear thinking. So is that worth trying today? Just imagine when they say yes to the offer or the proposal. It proves that it wasn't a no. It was just your fear for asking for it that kept it from happening. And as you know, courage plays a big part in overcoming our fear. A way to build that courage is to build our confidence. The more that we prove to ourselves that it's our thinking versus the actual failing outcome is when we see ourselves getting stronger, more resilient, and having a greater willingness to try. So it's thinking of being afraid that is making you afraid of what's building your fear. And I also think understanding what fear means to you is everything. You know this, but it's our mindset. It has so much to do with our outcomes. If we think we can, we will. And if we think we can't, we won't. You've heard that played over and over again. So try speaking another powerful mantra that you are your own competition. It takes a high level of confidence and self-talk to move out of fear and into achievements. It's more powerful than you realize. And when you compete with yourself, it's easy to win because you already know the challenger more than anybody else. So staying in this zone and spending time in personal development and improvement, that helps us overcome any angst of others' achievements or comparison syndrome. Uncertainty drives fear too. And that's a core reason why we use clarity to overcome our uncertainty. Just like this episode on fear, it's our understanding of our fear that helps us move past them. So a few questions. What scares you the most in business? What's keeping you up at night? So if you were to think back to a time of something that you are afraid of in business, and now, after going through it, you realize that there was nothing to be afraid of, how did that experience help you move forward and build your resilience? Remember, it's our thinking of ourselves that we're not good enough. That's the only thing that's driving our fear. All I have to say is you are strong enough, big enough, smart enough, old enough, young enough to do whatever it takes to make you the most successful person. So I'm going to empower you to start flipping that switch in your thinking and start believing in yourself because you've got nothing to be afraid of. All right, until next time, keep your path clear and your energy high. Did you enjoy this topic as much as I did? If you're looking for more insights like these or have a question you'd like to hear about on future episodes, text me at 319-250-2682 or click the link in the show notes. Remember, the road to success is better with friends. Be sure to share this episode to reach your goals together. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, keep your path clear and your energy high.